We go to a medical clinic. Here they come. I wish I had to. If I ever get to come back, I need to bring this and let you show it on overhead. They come pushing an old boy. I'm talking about raven fed, but God has a prophetic season. You say, yeah, but you don't know my case. Well, I need to quit preaching long enough to tell you that God likes it when the odds are stacked against him. Woo! Hallelujah! He has a fondness and an attraction to the weakness and depravity of man that will just step out on faith and confess the word of God. Hallelujah. Now I'm turning toward a close. My kid said that don't mean, but it does mean something. Sarah, if you'll come and help me just a moment. And you help her too. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do, and she knows about as much about what I might do as I do. And so I'm in Peru, in the tributaries of the Amazon River, right down. They come pushing a man on an old homemade wheelbarrow. He couldn't have weighed 80 pounds. He's wasted. And I got the doctor and the preachers. And the doctor is one of the best heart doctors in Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, that was with us. His name was Dr. Izzy Getty. Sarah told me I don't pronounce that right, but if I pronounced it right, you wouldn't believe it. We're going to call him Izzy Getty. He failed of his pulse, and he said, pray. We picked that old boy up on a dirt floor, thatched little house, put him on a table. We had a precious black lady there. Oh, she had a degree in every kind of medicine you can think of, but she's full of the Holy Ghost too. Now, the devil's had a bad day when you get somebody in the medical field that knows what they're doing and got the Holy Ghost too. They put that IV in his arm. I'm talking about raven fed. They just heard there's going to be a doctor. You can't get to a doctor. He just heard. I tell you, what did that young man say a while ago talking about the offering? God knows how to come and get you. God knows how to move you. He knows where you're at. He'll take you and bring you into his purpose and plan. He's laying on that bed. The precious black lady, a great friend of mine, great nurse. Put that IV in there, and his eyes begin to focus a little. You know, doctor said he's going to die. Got to help him. 30 minutes, his eyes begin to focus. And they said, now here's the way I believe being raven fed. But I believe this is the way prophetic seasons come in lives. They said, do you know Jesus? Now, everybody names their cousin Jesus down there. I mean, Jesus? You know, it's just a... Oh, but there's one. He was a Jehovah outwardly. Inwardly, but he was a Jew outwardly. He was the Son of Man, the Son of God, and God the Son. He was born of a heavenly father, and he was the earthly son of a heavenly father and the earthly son of a heavenly mother. Jesus. He said, who's he? Oh, he said, he'll help you, he'll deliver you. That's what the church needs to be teaching. What I'm saying this morning is a prophetic season. Do you want him? He said, I do. He got saved. Now the book said the Spirit of the Lord helpeth our infirmities. He lays there and they keep putting that IV in him. We got him off a wheelbarrow, 87 pounds. Here's the way I believe prophetic seasons come. He come to, the Spirit of the Lord was helping him. She said to him, do you want the Holy Ghost? He said, what's that? Well, why get theological? She said, that's more what you got a while ago. He said, I want it. Holy Ghost came on him. I go back a year later, he's pastoring one of our churches. Oh, hallelujah. I didn't come to just preach something I got off the internet. I come to speak to the finance of this church. God, loose it. Bless. You ain't talked to me. Bless. Oh, no. Bless. God. Let the Holy Ghost fall on these saints where he'll be like Moses. Miriam grabbed a tambourine and began to dance, and I can prove in Scripture it took Moses 3 months to get them organized again. Oh God, put it on them, put it on them, put it on them. Hey, hallelujah. Let's go to that prophetic season. That's what God can do. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, you really believe that? Yeah, I'm going to tell you something most preachers won't tell you. This thing's on the horizon. The greatest move of God that's ever been. I'm going to tell you something preachers may not tell you. This one will. They may not tell you. Bible said, oh, Elijah is over there. And he said, there's a cloud like, not the size, but like a man's hand. And the book said he took the robe and he wrapped the mantle. You better wrap yourself where you won't trip no more. I come with a now word. I loved your singing. Anointed of God. I come with a now word. You might have tripped, but take this anointing, wrap yourself in it. He outrun the finest steeds and stallions 22 miles. Woo! The church may have had her struggles, but it ain't over till it's over. You hear me? It ain't over till it's over. And this is that grandeur, wonder, splendorous hour of God. I close with this. Man, I feel God. Well, I felt this morning, I didn't need to carry any notes. I just preached out of my heart. God had been talking to me for a week. Before I close, I just want to say, God, you're going to bless this section of this church like it's never been blessed. I speak blessings and favors. And who is that boy that stands right here? That's your son? I had a word for him. You tell him, since he wasn't here, that he's stepping into a prophetic season. I had that word for that. Oh, and I don't know why, but the Holy Ghost said, pray that those that labor in this area financially be blessed. I don't do that much, but I'm on my cool by so. But I tell you, I'm talking about a prophetic season. Woo. As I unplug, I want to tell you one more thing. Man, God. I just have to keep coming back because momentarily, I didn't know what I was going to do to get here a while ago. And I think I had to feel that up there in that motel so I can know what some of you feel.